Pacific Home, Phil Hendry.
And welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. Truth is our bitch. We're here each and every night as well on video, our Phil TV video cast, which is a live video cast of our show from the El Pacifico. Behind me, the roiling surf of the El Pacific. And you can join us on that as well at philhendryshow.com, philhendryshow.com, with a backstage pass. You get access to that and all kinds of things, all kinds of audio. And here it is, Thursday night, tomorrow's Friday. Then we have the Memorial Weekend, which is the traditional kickoff to summer, so it ought to be a rock and roll summer. It's going to be a real good summer. I just got a feeling it's going to be good, you know.
Well, now, how did things go today? Because you were talking to some professional, you were talking to some very heavy professional people.
I think it's going good. As you know, our last show on Talk Radio Network is on the 24th, and we're transitioning to... at this time, we're, you know, it's like you got to ask yourself a question, folks, and I don't know if you are aware of this. We've talked an awful lot about it on the show. Do you want to really go back into terrestrial radio? Do you want to go into satellite? Do you want to go and a digital show? And by digital show, I mean we make the show available by way of a podcast. We do a show that's available on the website, and we just continue with our subscription model, and then, of course, continue on with our one-man show push, which, by the way, that was part of the conversation that we had today, was exciting because one of the guys we were talking to is a producer, and he's produced people that you know. He's produced radio people that you know who have done live stage shows, one-man shows, etc. So, and we're talking about theaters, and so it, you know.
Well, you thought that was a little bit more appropriate for you.
I mean, if you're going to do a one-man show, don't you think?
Yeah, but I mean, you don't think you're all a Mr. Actor or anything, do you?
Yeah, that's the thing we're worried about. Are you all of a sudden, well, now I think I'm trying to think of who that was, Lily Tomlin?
Lily Tomlin did a one-woman show.
Well, the same thing. So you're out there and you're putting on makeup. Are you going to wear a robe backstage? What are you going to do?
Yeah, wearing a bathrobe.
I don't know if I'm going to wear a bathrobe backstage. What are you worried about?
Well, we don't want to see you go New York. I'm on the boards. You know what I mean.
I'm not going to go New York on the board stage act. What are you talking about?
You wear a bathrobe backstage. That's all we're saying.
Yes.
If I wear a bathrobe backstage, you'll know I've gone rotten. Is that it?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, I won't wear a bathrobe. I'll wear jeans and a t-shirt. Is that okay?
Well, just stay dressed. When you see an actor wandering around backstage in a bathrobe, you want to throw up. You really do. You want to vomit because you just know, well...
That you've lost him, huh, as a friend?
You've lost him as a friend, as a professional, and more importantly, you've lost him as a real human being, and now he is in the grasp, he's in the throes of an ego, a swirling ego vortex, I don't know.
Like a tornado of an ego.
Because I just want to be clear, because he's wearing a bathrobe backstage.
Yeah, how many ways different want to see it?
What?
How many different ways do you want to say it?
He's saying, how many different ways do you want to hear us say it?
Well, I don't know where this came from, but you guys are as weird as ever, and I shouldn't be surprised. If I'm wearing a bathrobe backstage, don't worry, I won't wear a bathrobe backstage, okay?
There's a little more to it, Phil, than that.
All right, well, we'll... So I was having a conversation today, and by the way, if I talk to them again, I'll say, oh, and please keep the bathrobes away from me, because I may be tempted to wear one, and then I'll look like an ass, and my crew on the radio side will really think they've lost me.
Thank you. That's all we ask.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Mr. Henry.
You're welcome. Wow.
Well, Phil, don't think you've got the market cornered on mental.
No, I don't think I have the market cornered on mental. I think I may have the market cornered on mental health in this room tonight.
Yeah, you don't understand.
Yeah, okay. Amanda Bynes tries to use Google as a photo identification for flight. And here's where Margaret and I are going to have another argument here.
No, we're not going to have an argument. What I'm trying to make the point about Amanda Bynes is that she was without her identification. She used Google. She tried to tell the TSA person, here is who I am. She tried to tell the captain that. And these people are so by the book, you can see she Googled herself. How many average people can Google themselves?
I don't know. All I know is, and we ought to know enough about this by now, that in the world today, we got more celebrities than we got anything else. We seem to have more celebrities than we got scientists. We got more celebrities than we've got teachers. We got more celebrities than we got cops. We got celebrities coming out of our, you know what. So, what are you looking at, bud? Get away from me.
Well, you said coming out of your you know what.
Have you had that CAT scan?
I want to do it.
I made an appointment. I want him to have the CAT scan because I know there's nothing wrong with him, but I just want him to go through the torment of it. All right, so Amanda Bynes was banned from a private jet in New Jersey because she tried to use Google as a valid form of photo identification, TMZ reported. Sources at Teterboro Airport told the Celebrity News website that Bynes didn't have a driver's license or a passport when she showed up at the private jet terminal Sunday for a flight to L.A. The 27-year-old actress said her driver's license had been suspended and she had no other form of government ED. Bynes then Googled herself to show the pilot who she was, but was told the internet search engine wasn't considered valid identification. She was forbidden to board the flight. TMZ said the private jet company, which it didn't name, wouldn't comment on its story for privacy reasons. Bynes is the former star of TV's The Amanda Show and What I Like About You, as well as the films What a Girl Wants and Hairspray. Her once bright career has been eclipsed in recent months, however, by reports of erratic behavior, a motor vehicle offense. She's weird. She's all messed up.
This is where I think that Amanda Bynes needs a break. If you don't have identification, and I've done this, Phil, as you know, in Detroit, 2 years ago.
Boy, there's a good city to not have ID to go on an airplane with.
Why do you say that?
They've had their fair share, I think, of bomb threats and incidences. You know, they've had some hard times there in terms of security.
Let me ask you something. If I don't have my ID, all I have to do is Google Margaret Gray. And one of the things that comes up is reporter. There's a photograph there of me, I think, at a...
That's the one at the Beverly Hills tea party or something.
No, it's not a tea party. It's the Beverly Hills what, Robert?
I got it right here. The photograph of you, along with your husband, Frank.
Yes.
And then there's a picture here of a midget.
Let me see that. It's Dr. Ruth Westheimer. Don't be so thick. Do you remember Daniel Day-Lewis in the film There Must Be Blood?
Yeah.
Don't be thick around me, Robert.
Okay, so he got it wrong.
Her name is Dr. Ruth West... A midget? God.
Well, she used lifts or something if she want to be midge.
I don't know what to say, other than to say this.
But I wouldn't let you on the plane.
Well, what? Are you telling me they didn't let me on the plane because I had a midget next to me?
Could be.
Well, they didn't let... No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying they didn't let you on the plane, Margaret, because it's not a valid form of ID. Here is the pilot telling Amanda Bynes that.
Well, then they have to change the process, I think, because a lot of us, especially those of us at the higher end, at the higher echelons, those of us who breathe the rarefied air... Okay?
Yeah.
And I'm not being egotistical. I'm just telling you how it is. We need some way of having them know who me is, or let me start all over.
Who is you?
Let me start over. We need some process whereby we, as those who work in and around celebrity, as well as the celebrities themselves, we need a way... So we, them. Damn it.
What are you getting all confused about?
I'm trying to keep it so that your audience understands.
I'll say it, okay?
No, because you'll carve it up. We need way.
Let's do the baby talk.
I'm not doing baby talk.
I'm going to have to go to a break here in like 30 seconds.
We need way, me, they know me.
Okay.
Me, I can tell by the way you're looking at me that I sound like I belong in a cage, don't I?
No.
Yes, I do. I can tell by the way you're looking at me, I sound like I ought to be sticking my finger up my butt and looking at it from inside a cage.
Okay, we'll be right back, folks.
Isn't that true?
We'll be right back, folks, in a moment here with more news for you. Trayvon Martin case is heating up here. There is evidence now that the defense team, they released some photos and some texts. We may be, you know, getting into some heavy news there, but you know, we'll look at that. And then Jennifer Aniston plays a stripper but doesn't get nude in We're the Millers.
Are you going to do...
Yeah.
Me need...
I don't know why you don't just say... I don't even know what you're trying to say.
Yeah, see, that's the whole thing.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. We'll be right back. Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Me.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and I just had on the screen there briefly a picture of Frances Farmer. Bless her heart, she was a actress, a good actress. She was in movies in the 40s. The reason why I'm showing these images on Phil TV of Frances Farmer, why am I looking? What is that, bud?
I don't know. It can't explain. It looks like a laser or something.
Yes, they can explain it. Go ahead, Phil.
I'm sorry to interrupt, folks, but we saw something that looked like a laser light show.
Donna Cooper Anderson show.
The guy's name is Anderson Cooper. I made that mistake, too. It's simply their films from the tornado. I'm making this story. I'm talking about Frances Farmer because Amanda Bynes, while I was reading a story about her trying to get on an aircraft using her Google ID, now she's been popped in New York. Within the last hour, the story came out. She was busted throwing a bong out of the window of her New York apartment. Cops busted actress Amanda Bynes on Thursday night after she tossed a resin-coated water pipe out of a high-rise apartment window in Midtown. Oh, was she getting rid of evidence, or was she just, like, dropping a freaking water pipe out a window? The staff at the Biltmore... Is that a residence, or is that the hotel? The staff at the Biltmore on West 47th Street called police after they spotted the troubled former TV star smoking weed in the luxury building's lobby around 7:40 p.m., which would make it around 4:40 this afternoon. Officials arrived at Bynes' 36th floor room only to find the 27-year-old one-time Nickelodeon celeb under a heavy sativa spell and the apartment reeking of pot. Spooked by the surprise visit, they said Bynes suddenly chucked a clear, foot-long bong out her window while the dumbstruck cops watched. So she was trying to get... Sativa's not sativa is illegal. What was I thinking of? That damn... That's that crap that people smoke that isn't illegal, but it's like, just... I don't know.
Dog, something like nutmeg.
Nutmeg, there you go. Luckily, the bubbler didn't break any skulls below. Police charged Bynes with reckless endangerment, tampering with evidence, and marijuana possession. She was dragged off to Rosewell Hospital to undergo a psychiatric evaluation, according to sources. So she's in some trouble here, this woman. And, I don't celebrate it, but obviously she's got to get her thing together. I mean, like this kid, the way they cover celebrity these days, you just got to, if you're any way near off the rails, your ass is up for grabs, man, because they're constantly, they got a camera up your butt morning, noon, and night. They're looking at you. They're looking at everything you're doing. And if you are like squirrely, it's over.
Well, you were going to talk about Frances Farmer. Now, are you saying that Frances Farmer, she was already targeted by the press and by these terrible people?
Yeah, well, Frances Farmer was an actress who was a considered herself a serious actress. And I don't know the whole story, and I might be getting a lot of it wrong. But I had on Phil TV a very classic shot. This is almost iconic of Frances Farmer. She's being restrained by a Los Angeles cop there. And I think this is in a courtroom. She's kicking, and you can see...
Yeah, you see all the way up her dress and everything.
Oh, you are vile.
Well, you can.
So, why are you looking up her dress? Why don't you look into her troubled eyes? Why don't you look into the fact that she's being restrained? Why do you have to look up the dress?
Because it's right there for us to look up, Margaret. I mean, it's a pretty natural thing.
Well, I can understand you, but him...
Never mind. So Frances Farmer came to Hollywood and got into the movies, and in the process was, I suppose, difficult to work with in some ways. She also exhibited some, not insanity, she was just a very, very a tough chick, and she didn't take a lot of crap from anybody. She didn't suffer fools very lightly. She was not an individual to play the fawning little starlet without, you know, telling people behind the scenes how she really wanted it to be, and so on and so forth. And these are pictures of her that I'm just scrolling through. She's a beautiful woman. And I saw her in a couple of movies. She was a good actress. Now, I don't know if that's her. That's a color shot of somebody that looks like her. Jessica Lange played her in a movie called Frances from the early 80s. Now, if the film is at all accurate, and I've read some short biographies of Frances Farmer, she was just somebody that was considered contrary by a then very male-dominated society and certainly a very male-dominated film industry. She was someone that was considered to be too argumentative. You know, again, the old story, if it was a guy, they probably wouldn't have batted their eyes. But because it's a female, and I've read stories, for instance, of actresses like Katharine Hepburn, who was a tough chick, and she was somebody that controlled her own career, but apparently Katharine Hepburn did it in a way that was very inoffensive.
Well, Katharine Hepburn knew to play to the conceits of men, while at the same time controlling her what would become a legendary career. Katharine Hepburn, Kate Hepburn, Phil, was one of a kind. Kate, in my way of thinking...
Did you know her or something? You're all calling her Kate and everything.
No.
Then why are you calling her Kate?
That's my...
Oh! Hey, watch it.
I don't like him questioning me like I'm a thing. Like I'm something in his bedroom inside of a jar. Both those things you keep in your room?
Well...
All right, just, bud, shut up. So Kate Hepburn didn't get into trouble because she was able to play to the conceits of men, is what you're saying.
Yes, and Frances Farmer didn't do that. Frances Farmer was very uncompromising. Frances Farmer, you might say, did not do the very thing that the world did do. Okay?
Yeah?
Well, now you ruined it by going, yeah, because I wanted that nice moment of silence.
All right, so he said, yeah.
Frances Farmer didn't engage in the very thing that the world was engaging in at that time that would lead it into the conflagration known as World War II, which was appeasement. Appeasement. You see, she didn't do that.
And she wound up being dragged into her own personal conflagration.
You could say that. Yes, she was. But she maintained her integrity right up to the point they brought out.
They brought out what?
Well, there's a little phrase for it. There's a blues song, in fact. I kept my integrity up to the hammer. I kept my integrity till they tapped the hammer. I kept my integrity till the spike went in. They hit it with a hammer. I'm all in.
What is that?
Lobotomy blues.
What
do you mean lobotomy blues?
God, that's sickening.
You've never heard lobotomy? You got to be kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. I kept my integrity of the hammer went in. And then I'm all in.
Well, Mavis Leonard has it. If we want to bring Mavis on, we can. But she knows the song. It's an old Hollywood song. It's one of the few blues songs that did not originate in the cotton fields of Alabama. It's a song that originated in the, you know.
The dressing rooms of Hollywood.
Well, don't be sarcastic, Phil.
Well, that's what you're telling me. It's a blues song that originated in the slave quarters of Hollywood.
Yes, you could say that.
Oh, yeah, the slave quarters of Hollywood, where there's a poor actress in the... Oh, man.
The lobotomy blues says it for a lot of actresses. Well, I don't do the blues like Mavis, but... Well, I was born by a river in a little tent. Just like that river, I've been running ever since. Keep the hammer and the spike out of my nose. Woo!
All right, fine. We'll be right back, folks. I don't want to break right now, but we'll be back with Mavis Leonard. Keep the hammer and the spike out of my nose.
You don't know how they do lobotomies, then.
How they do them?
Wouldn't you like to know?
No, I wouldn't. It's not funny, Margaret, okay? It's not funny.
They don't do them anymore. They don't do them as much. Well, they don't. Very few every year. Well, they're holding the numbers down.
Great. Tell you one thing, as long as I got my wits about me, if I've got anything to say about any of it, lobotomy, no, 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 no. Electroshock, no, 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 no.
padded cell? No.
Well, if they're considering a padded cell, by that point, I probably have I've passed the point of no return. No way am I getting it. Hey, the way they make that stuff look in the movies, who would ever submit to that? All right, we'll be right back. Is Mavis?
I'm calling my, hey, Arnie. Arnie, you want to send get your harmonica? Got a harmonica? Yeah.
You don't have a harmonica. Never mind. Bring her on. We'll do without the harmonica. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Well, I was born by a rib. How dare you?
Sorry, just checking to see you.
Phil Henry.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We're very happy to have with us Mavis Leonard. Mavis is the aunt of Robert Leonard, who is part of our panel, our crew. He's also head of our security here at our studio. Mavis, how are you this evening, dear?
I'm very good, Phil. Thank you.
And we were asking about, Margaret wanted to ask you about Lobotomy Blues.
Yeah, hi, Margaret. How are you doing?
I'm good, dear. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Do you remember Lobotomy Blues?
I remember Lobotomy Blues, but it's not a blues song from the Southeast. That's a
No, we know it comes from Hollywood.
It come up from Long Beach by way of the L.A. River.
It came up the L.A. River from Long Beach.
Yeah, it come up the L.A. River from Long Beach with the colored actors. And the colored actors started singing, could start out like this. And we didn't have no cotton fields in L.A. But what we had, just, you know, a gas station, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you're a colored actor, they used to say colored, now they say black, you know. But back in the old times, say a colored actor would be sitting around a coffee shop waiting for a talent, waiting for his agent, you know. And be saying, well. All of my mind, I sang a song about the bottom of the moon. I was not right for the director. Well, they wanted to take me down, but it was bottom. It kind of went down, you know.
So it evolved from there.
It evolved. They, I wasn't right in my head. And the director man wanted me to go to bed. I said, this ain't no casting couch. You look like a fool. I'm not going down the bottom of the blues. Like that. So that kind of went like that, you know.
Well, was there an actual song?
Yeah, there's a song. I had to get to the history of it, though, first, Phil. You got to slow down. Margaret, you ought to slow Phil down a little bit.
He's been like this all night.
Slow down, Phil. Okay, let me get to the history of it, everything like that.
Yeah, well, you're on it. We're on the radio, and everything's got to be on time.
I understand that, Robert. You know, don't stop making like your Stephen, Stephen Bird Blueberg or whatever his name is.
Steven Spielberg?
Yeah, don't make like you're running the show, okay? I understand you have time and all that. I'm gonna do it. So, Phil, a song about me blues is about when they get a movie star like Frances Farmer, you know, and she acting a fool and they don't know what to do with this girl. She is just as crazy. You know, as a Mad Hatter, you know, so she all running around Hollywood taking her panties off, you know, sticking them in a man's face. I don't care how much a man loves a woman, you cannot do that. You cannot. That's not right at all. Take your panties off and go, here, have that for lunch and shove it right up. And that's bad, you know.
Good Lord.
Yeah, so it goes like this. Goes, well, woo! I got the bottomy blues today. Well, I went to the casting director's office. They said they got a job for me to do. I told the man to keep his hands to himself that day. He said, I ain't gonna be in the play. I got lobotomy blues if I'd only spread that day.
Okay, thank you.
You hung up on her.
I can't. It's pornographic.
That a little bit about spreading.
Yeah, a little bit about spreading. He said I'd be in the play if I'd spread today. No way, man. No way.
Hey, that's just a song. Said I'll be in the play if I spread today. No way, no way, no way. Will.
Yeah.
Come on. Call her back. I'm sorry to hang up on your aunt, you know.
I got her right here. No, she's... Hey, she doesn't know you hung up. Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah, well, you're still on the air, yeah.
Everybody tell me woo. And that's how it ends.
Well, that's fantastic.
I have to tell you, Mavis, he hung up on you and is pretending.
Would you shut up, please?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Nothing, never mind.
So anyway, Mavis, so that's Lobotomy Blues, huh? Now, do you remember a woman by the name of Frances Farmer?
Say that again.
Do you remember a woman by the name of Frances Farmer?
I do. I remember a woman who was a farmer.
No. Do you remember a woman?
I know. I remember a lot of women.
Well, hold on. Do you remember a woman named Frances Farmer?
Do I remember what? Was she the lady who had a candy store?
No, dear. Not a candy store.
I don't remember a woman named Frances Farmer. I knew a man named Frances Farmer.
Okay, now this would be a woman.
All right. And I knew Frances Farmer candies. I knew there was a Frances Farmer lube, or not what they call lube, but it was a lube. It was a lubrication that they sold in a Frances Farmer lubrication for women over 50. I remember they had a Frances Farmer Frances Farmer party pack with sausage, cheeses, and that kind of thing.
Okay, now I'm not asking about any of that. I'm asking about an actress named Frances Farmer.
Well, I didn't know there was an actress named Frances. Yes, I remember Frances Farmer, that actress, but she was crazier than a crab house, a crab shack. She was crazier than a crab shack.
Crab house?
Crazier than a crab shack. Crab house? What?
Yeah, like the outhouse with crabs.
No. She was crazy.
Yeah, she was crazy. And they sent her out of town. Now, here what happened to Frances Farmer. She had a lobotomy because she could not, they couldn't control her. And that poor girl, after she had that lobotomy, she went home to Indianapolis, Indiana. That's where she come from.
Mm-hmm.
And she wound up hosting an afternoon movie on TV. That's no lie.
So she was hosting the afternoon movie on the local Indianapolis TV.
Yes, and what years were these, dear?
This is in 1960.
So well after her heyday in Hollywood.
Well, I don't even think Frances Farmer had a heyday in Hollywood, because she was a very troubled young lady, and she never really settled down, Very lovely girl. But she had a lobotomy, and that's where they put that knitting needle in your nose, and a man take a little hammer, and he goes, "You're just going to feel a little prick in your nose." And immediately you're starting to think dirty. And
just never mind. So we know how the lobotomy works. So she had a lobotomy.
Yeah, she had a lobotomy, and then they took her back to Indianapolis, dropped her. They would take her everywhere, and they would just put her down on a chair and go, "Now." And she'd start talking, "Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Frances Farmer, and this is here. It's going to be a movie. I hope you enjoy our movie today." And then they'd say, "Okay, cut." And then she'd slump over it. And they'd...
Is that what happened? Is that what a lobotomy does?
Well, I don't think it's quite that dramatic. Lobotomies are not as dramatic as a lot of people think. Now, yes, in some very radical cases, you do have to render. You see, you have to render the individual to the level of drool.
You have to make a drooler. Also, the doctor has to make a choice. Do I let this person function at a low level, or do we go all the way to drooler? In other words, they just can become a ghoul. So the doctor has to go either to the DG, or you let them be LL.
Yeah, low level or drooling ghoul.
Drooling ghoul type, right. Now,
DG. All right, thank you very much.
Wait a minute, man. You can't hang up.
You're laughing, Phil. That's very serious.
What? DG?
No, hanging up on Mavis.
No, it's a good thing you did. You start going into DG, drooling ghoul, all that. No way.
Well, what is DG?
Dog, it's drool ghoul, or drooling ghoul.
When you give someone a lobotomy, Phil, It's shorthand. Either they become low, you know, a low-level functioning person like Francis Farmer, or they turn into a full-on ghoul drooler. Or ghoul, or drool ghoul. Goo-goo, no.
Yeah. Well, I'm just very grateful that I don't think, although I thought I read an article not too long ago that the lobotomy is making a comeback. I don't know that it's quite that strong. I know it's a very, very radical treatment for people that have manifested like extreme rage and anger, things like that. And I think it was way, way overdone in her case. She didn't need a lobotomy. She wasn't. She was just a woman that didn't like being messed with. And, you know, at a certain point, the more you go against the way things are, the more angry you're going to get as you get resistance. And that anger is read by the people that are trying to keep you down as you're psycho.
Yeah, you're off your nut.
Exactly. You're off your nut, you know.
You're not trying to get your nut. You're
what's the language, please?
Sorry.
So you, so you're off your rocker, and they take that to mean that, and that's where you get into these, it's like a slippery slope, and the next thing you know, you're going down the slippery slope.
In a mud puddle.
And you're in the, yeah, you're in the mud puddle of life. So that's what happened to her, man. I don't think she had anything more wrong with her than she was just a very contrary, to some people, she was a contrary person. And you ever get fantasies when you're a kid, you know, you see a woman like that, and you think, God, if I lived back then, I would rescue her.
Yeah, I do, yeah. Tell her, like Billie Holiday, you know, if I lived back then, she had me around.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Right. So I remember when I was a kid, I would see something on TV, and I go, I could save her if I was an adult. I know what to do, but, you know.
Oh, yeah, right. Who were you fantasizing about as a kid? Dale Evans?
Dale Evans? No. I don't even know who it was. I don't know who. I didn't fantasize. Movie stars? No, I didn't have. I remember one time I was a kid watching Mad World, and who was the actress that played Sid Caesar's wife in Mad World?
That was Edie Adams, or Edie Gourmet. Edie Adams.
Edie Gourmet.
Who was it?
I gotta look it up, man. I think it's, I don't know. I don't know any people.
Well, her ass was the greatest thing I ever saw. Even at that age, at the age of 9, I knew that I would be an ass man for the rest of my life. For the rest of my life. Because it was just, you know, like Al Pacino, I think, articulated it for all of us when he said, she got a great ass, you know. But anyway, I was watching this. I'm 9 years old, and I'm fixated on this woman. So, and I wouldn't know her to fall on top of her. Although, had I would have been in whatever passes for 9-year-old heaven. So we'll find out what her name is and a whole bunch of other stuff. We're coming back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. We're wrapping up Customer Appreciation Month. Customer Appreciation Month is coming to an end very soon, so make sure that you get your free downloads when you sign up for a backstage pass. You get 1 free download for a month. You get 3 free downloads for a 6-month pass. You get 5 free downloads for a 1-year pass. PhilHendryShow.com.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Great shot here. Kim Kardashian is showing her gut there. She's, I guess it's the TV show, right?
Yes, this is from the reality. What, did you think she just stopped and pulled her shirt up for...
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't watch the damn show. And I know more about the Kardashians than most people because Bobby Dooley follows her.
Bobby Dooley.
And by the way, Bobby Dooley, she's... What is her podcast? The Bobby Dooley podcast is available on the Sideshow Network. You can... listen to it right now, I believe, is Jimmy Pardo Part 2. Rick Overton next week on the Bobby Dooley podcast.
She's going to get the guy, the director.
What director?
Cameron Crowe.
Oh, Cameron Crowe. She's going to have him on?
No, she's trying to get him on, but I don't think he's... I don't think Cameron Crowe is a wonderful man. Very, very talented. I don't think he's comfortable... in the setting with Bobby. She's very
Well, don't talk too much about it. We're going to get a phone call from her.
I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. I think these are things that need to be told to her. I think they're things that need to be said to her.
She's on the line.
Well, are you kidding me?
No, we're not kidding you. There she is. Bobby, how you doing? As if you didn't know, we were just talking about you.
Yes, I heard what Margaret was saying. I just wanted to tell her I'm sorry that I'm doing... Boys, could you turn that off? Wait, the car alarm went off again.
Last time you were on with us.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what's... Seth, turn the car alarm off. Turn the car alarm off, honey.
Okay.
Well, you're the one that started... I'm sorry, Margaret, that I am... that I have a podcast and you don't.
Well, I don't need a podcast, darling. I'm doing fine as it is. All I know is that Cameron Crowe is frightened of you.
Well, no, he isn't. I think he's frightened of the fact that I am a great interviewer.
Yeah. Well...
You know something, Phil?
Ladies, I don't want...
Will you turn that off?
Oh,
you see what you made me do?
I did not make you hit that boy.
Well, yes, you did, because there is a... I think there's some audio somewhere where you were spanking your son.
That was 6 years ago.
Well, it doesn't matter, because... You've got me in such a... I said to turn it off.
Look out!
There, how does that feel?
If you're hitting that child because of me...
Bobby, would you stop doing that?
No, I'm in a bad mood. I just heard my name dragged through the equivalent of radio mud. I am already in a bad mood because, frankly, we're having a hard time getting Mr. Crowe on our show. Get his license number. I said to get his license number. And turn that off. I swear to God, Margaret, if one of my kids dies today, it's because of you.
Bobby, you are going off. You're going off half-cocked.
Bobby, don't, you know, calm down, okay? Just calm down.
Don't tell me to calm down. I was listening to this pig.
You called me a pig. I never thought you'd get to it, but you finally got it said, didn't you?
That's right. Did you turn it off?
Yeah, bud.
She finally got it said. I'm a pig.
Well, you are, for the things that you've done, for what you just said, but Cameron Crowe being reluctant to come on our show. In fact, I'm here with my boys. It's almost midnight. I don't know where I am. I don't know what I'm doing out here. Okay, that did it.
No, Mom, no, Mom, no! Ow!
I'm out of here. I am so out of here. Turn off the car alarm. Get the license number of that guy. Get your ass in the car. Here are the car keys. You drive.
I don't know how to drive, Mom. You...
Okay, they, you know...
Buddy, call the cops?
Call the cops? I don't know.
I think it might be prudent.
No, I don't think it's prudent. I don't know what's going on there, but let her get in the car and let her get home. And, you know, when you know that she's wound up like that, you don't need to make it worse.
What did I make worse?
You know, the whole Cameron Crowe, he's tough to get on your show, Bobby's this, Bobby's that. You know she's flipping her lid.
I think she's got a mindset now where she thinks she's a star.
Well, she is kind of a star of a lot of stuff.
She's not a star. You're looking at a star. If you want to talk about just the world of journalists, I'm a star. Bobby Dooley is not a star. Bobby Dooley is a black hole, if you know what I mean. Okay? Bobby Dooley is a hole, and that hole, like any black hole, sucks...
Bobby, is that you?
Yeah, I'm listening to myself. Go ahead.
I was going to say...
That I'm a black hole sucking everything in. Is that it? Let me tell you something, Margaret. Because you said that, I'm going to Ted's of Beverly Hills. I'm going to see if your husband is there. And we'll just see how faithful he is to you.
You dirty slut. I can hear your car alarm, slut.
You know, this isn't over. Turn it off.
You know, you guys started out doing really well, and all of a sudden there's this bad blood. What happened?
I don't like her getting ahead of herself in this podcast.
Quit. I told you to quit sticking it in, quit digging it in. When she's on, just let her have her moment. Margaret, you've been on our radio show every single night. And now you're sticking it in here and pissing her off. She's got these three boys. It sounds to me like she's smacking one of them. She hasn't even left that parking lot.
She won't leave the parking lot. I don't think she's smart enough to leave that parking lot. All she has to do is put the key in and open the door. Right, Bud?
I don't know. I don't know what kind of car alarm it is. Generally, you don't put it on a remote.
Yeah, I got a button on the keychain.
Well, call her up and tell her. Okay? Didn't one of you guys tell her that?
Well, not really.
No.
Would you call her back and tell her how to turn off a car alarm?
Okay.
You were saying?
I was saying that she is acting high and mighty.
Yeah, Miss Dooley?
She's acting high and mighty. What, Bud?
Yeah, hold on. Miss Dooley? Yeah, you want to turn off the car alarm, there ought to be a button on a keychain. And the what? You got to go get it. You got to go get it.
She's out of control, you know.
You got to go get it.
Well, she's got to go get what?
Keychain.
Well, what did she do?
Why'd you do it? She threw it in the street. You got to go. Don't send your son.
Give me the phone. Bobby, don't send your son to get the keychain. Hold on.
Well, he's indispensable, and I would never do that to my son. But of the four of us, if one of us were to die, he's the one that it makes more sense. Not because I don't love him.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the pig again. I thought I heard some mooing and...
All right. Just have a cop or somebody from the garage go get her keys so she can get out of there. World famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. That is Kim Kardashian showing up again.
Gotta do that with her butt, man. Showing her stomach, why don't she show her butt?
Yeah, that's what she had to do, show the butt.
Phil Henry.